One of our favourite guests is here, and that is Jake Carter, who came in to show us his moves this morning. Go on.
How are
twinkly toes.
It's too early for that.
No, I was just saying it earlier on. There used to be a program on RTE years ago where on the radio that they'd have dancing.
Right.
Yeah. So Dancing with the Stars winner is not going to dance for us. You're going to hear his voice. How are you keeping, Jake?
I'm all good. Yourself?
Very good, yeah.
Good stuff.
What have you been up to? A bit quiet lately?
Well, I've been quiet, I guess, on the media side of things, but I've been busy working behind the scenes, been in the studio, been songwriting. I've been songwriting with all different fellas, so it's been a good sort of couple of months just to kind of wind down away from everything and look back on the year that I've had, and then we've been planning the next tour, which is coming up, and I can't wait. I was actually only working out, five or six months since I last did a gig with the band. I know it's crazy. It doesn't feel that long because the last gig that we did was actually in Vicar Street in Dublin, which was an amazing experience. It was my first ever gig in Dublin and it went so well. But it's crazy to think that it's been that long since I've actually gigged, because I did the Panto in the Olympia Theatre then in Dublin, which went great as well. But it's just flew by, and we've got to March now, and is looking back saying that it's crazy I actually haven't seen the lads in the band in so long. So
I can't put all the work into writing and get
that's
the album
it yeah things, getting yeah. getting the album ready getting I was writing this song Supernatural. It's the latest single, which is out Friday. Today's Wednesday, not Thursday. So yeah, just been working away, and it's been great as well to sort of look back, as I was saying, on everything that's happened last year, and hopefully this year will bring the same success.
Yeah, well, we're going to play Supernatural, but I see you have the guitar in.
I did. I was told to bring it along.
Oh,
so,
were you? Oh, really? Oh, right.
Wherever I go, the guitar comes with me, I guess. It's
well,
do you want
to do us a
I can do, yeah.
A verse and a chorus of something.
I will do, yeah. I was actually only saying as well, I was asked to bring, well, I think it was my manager said, bring the guitar along anyway, but I actually haven't sang or played guitar for that long either, so we'll give this a go anyway. This is an Anne-Marie song. I don't know if you know her. She's a pop singer, and this is her song called 2002. So we'll give this a go.
Great. Jake Carter.
Well, I will always remember the day you kissed my lips light as a feather. Oh, it went just like this. No, it's never been better than the summer of 2002. Whoa, we were only 11, but acting like grown-ups, like we are in the present. Drinking from plastic cups, singing love is forever and ever. Well, I guess that was true. We're dancing on the hood in the middle of the woods of an old Mustang, where we sang songs with all our childhood friends. And it went like this, it, oops, I've got 99 problems singing bye, bye, bye. But if you wanna go and take a ride with me, better hit me, baby, one more time. Paint a picture for you and me on the days when we were love. We're singing at the top of both our lungs on the day we fell in love. Whoa, 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 whoa. On the day we fell in love. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Dancing on a hunt in the middle of the woods of an old Mustang, where we sang songs with all our childhood friends. And it went like this, said, oops, I've got 99 problems singing bye, bye, bye. Hold up, if you wanna go and take a ride with me, then hit me, baby, one more time. Paint a picture for you with me on the day when we were young. We're singing at the top of both our lungs on the day we fell in love. Oh, 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 on the day we fell in love. Oh, 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 on the day we fell in love. Oh, 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 the day we fell in love. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Wow. I tell you what you should do. Jay Carter, you should rest the voice more often, because it really brings out the best. Fantastic.
Thank you. Cheers.
That sounded brilliant. Well done.
Thank you very much.
You'd get an audience in here.
There was a few of them came in. Hello, guys.
So, Karen, still going strong?
Still together, yeah. Myself and Karen are... she hasn't kicked me out yet, as I always say. So, yeah, it's been crazy. It's mad. She was obviously back on Dancing with the Stars this year.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about that? Because, you know, romance seems to...
Oh, no, to be honest...
As you did now, as what happened to you...
It follows. But no, it was great, because I actually was in the studio sometimes with Darren, who she was on the show with this year, and it was crazy to look back at all that I'd gone through and what all them celebs were going through at that point. And it's obviously still running now. Sadly, Darren's not in the competition, but it was great to do it all again and great to relive it. But I'm glad I'm not doing it again as well, because it was much tougher. It was very hard work, rather. Much tougher than, I guess, the singing, which kind of comes a little bit natural to me. And yeah. I'm happy to be going back on the road now. Obviously, we're back on tour in April doing our 2019 tour, and we're all over the country. We're actually the first time as well. We're not in Wicklow, sadly, but I'm going to try and get a gig in Wicklow for the end of the year.
Because you were up in the Parkview, I think, at one stage.
We did a thing up there, but we're actually in Dunleary, which isn't too far from
close,
here.
Just
we're
up
in,
the road,
we're
yeah.
In Dunleary, so it's not too far from Bray, where we are now, but I've never gigged in Dunleary before. I obviously did Vicar Street last year, and we're hopefully coming back to Vicar Street later on in the year, but I'm looking forward to doing Dunleary. We're in the Pavilion Theatre, which I've been told I've never there.
It's gorgeous.
Apparently it's
absolutely
unreal,
gorgeous, yeah.
An unreal venue. So we're there on the 8th of June, so I'm looking forward to that. But we're all over the country. We're in Drogheda, we're in Cork Opera House, we're in we're all Sligo, we're all over the place, so you can check all the details for that at jakecarterofficial.com.
And your stage show, has the dancing helped in that a bit? I know that you did some moves anyway before Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of try and do a little bit of shuffling, if you like. I wouldn't call it dancing.
You were expected to do it now, Jake, you see.
This is it. I was trying to get the lads in the band, actually. The two lads that stand at the front with me is Colm and Dave, and they're my guitarist and bass player, but I was trying to get them to do a bit of dancing, but they just laughed at me. So I don't know, we might try and introduce a bit more dancing into the stage show, but wait and see. Hopefully we can.
Right, very good. So when can we get... I know we're getting Supernatural now. When will we get more?
Well, Supernatural is the brand new single. It was actually written by myself and a fella from Dunboyne called Connor, and two lads from Sweden, actually. We wrote with a couple of Swedish fellas, and let me tell you, the Swedish songwriters, they know how to do it. These guys that were writing the song were Daniel and John, they were called, and we were writing with... I'm in a publishing company called The Nucleus, which is based in Dublin. And they brought them over, and it was just amazing to see how other people, you know, approach songwriting, because it's so different and everyone has their own different thing. But this was one of them songs that just kind of clicked from the start when we started writing it. And it's actually my favourite song to date that I've ever written and produced as well. It's kind of a big sort of statement. We're really taking the music now into what is known, I guess, as the mainstream charts, and we're trying it out. And Supernatural was taken... a very sort of Ollie Mears kind of slant on things. I'm a massive Ollie Mears fan, and the likes of Charlie Puth and all these different guys, so it was great to get this into the studio and take a different approach to everything. And there's tons of songs as well that I've wrote. Obviously, I said I was off the last couple of months, but I've been songwriting flat out, so
fantastic.
Hopefully loads more music to come, and hopefully an album in the near future.
Jake, the door is always open. We love when you visit.
Thank you very much for having me.
Put down June for the...
June the 8th, yeah.
June the 8th in the Pavilion in Dunleary. In the meantime, let's enjoy Supernatural. The great Jake Carter. Thanks
very
much indeed, Jake. Great to see you. Thank you.
You taste so freaking good
when you kiss me, Jake.
Lips over my skin,
and you know you kiss me.
Higher than I've ever been. You make my record spin.
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
nothing I can do.
I'm addicted to you.
You're the one who fits the shoe.
There's no other girl like
stuff. Supernatural by Jake Carter, and that June the 8th is the date for the Pavilion in Dunleary. And watch out for new songs, as Jake was telling us that we're going to get. That is the latest one, Supernatural. Sounded great. Okay, that's it for today. See you tomorrow.